بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. With our focus on the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we spoke of the hadith of Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who informed us of how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had treated those who had served him, those who remained in his khidmah and who were ever willing to assist him with whatever errands he may have had, whatever tasks he needed to be fulfilled. There was once a Sahabi who came to the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while salah was on. His name was Muawiyah ibn al-Hakam al-Sulami. And he joined the jama'ah while Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leading the prayer. And someone sneezed in salah and he responded to him loudly. He said, Yarhamukallah, which is not allowed in salah. And he says, everyone started looking at me with these huge big eyes. Sometimes somebody's phone goes off in the masjid, or somebody might make a certain sound in the masjid and people give him that look. And he says, everyone was staring at me, and in salah I said to them all, ma sha'nukum, ma tanzuruna ilayya, what's wrong with all of you, why are you all staring at me? He didn't know the ruling with regards to salah, and he's not allowed to talk in salah. And he says, everyone started hitting their hands on their thighs to try and tell me that you're not allowed to speak in salah. And then he says, I realized what I was doing was wrong, so I remained silent. He says, naturally, I feared what Rasulullah's reaction was going to be, because I created this whole commotion, there was this noise now in the masjid because of me. How was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam going to address the issue with me? He says, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا رَأَيْتُ قَبْلَهُ وَلَا بَعْدَهُ مُعَلِّمًا أَحْسَنَ تَعْلِيمًا مِنْ. He says, neither before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nor after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did I find a better teacher than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here you have Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a teacher now, rectifying one of his students. Look at the relationship. He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kaharani wala shatamani wala darabani. He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not scold me, he did not rebuke me. He says, let alone scold me or rebuke me, I did not even see anger prevalent or evident on his face. Even his facial expression was such that I felt very comfortable. And he didn't hit me. He says he never insulted me. None of that. He says all Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did was he taught me the masala. He says that, listen here, this is salah. During salah, you're not allowed to talk. You're not allowed to utter the utterances of any man. In salah, you should be engaged in tasbih, in dhikr, and the recitation of the Quran. He says, that is what stuck in my mind regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the best of teachers. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, innama bu'ithu mu'allima. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me as a teacher to make things easy for others. Now that I grant us understanding.